soon you will understand that at the helm of all of this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to St. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 22 through 33, quote, "Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Let wives be subject to their husbands as to the Lord, because the husband is the head of wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, being himself Savior of the body. But just as the church is subject to Christ, so also let wives be to their husband in all things. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and delivered himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her with the bath of water by means of the word, in order that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that she might be holy and without blemish. Even thus ought husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh. On the contrary, he nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are the members of his body, made from his flesh and from his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, I mean in reference to Christ and to the church. However, let each one of you also love his wife just as he loves himself, and let the wife respect her husband." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1st, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different colored skin, but they're not exactly black. Now, they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags. But the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction. Oh, I can see now. They're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for, to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They had been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth, that they are murderers, and they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be, with the head of a household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. Immodesty reigns in your country. There are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world. For soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven. My child and my children, my mother has been going throughout the world. She is crying tears of pity upon mankind, for she knows the whole program ahead. You, my child, Veronica, will continue to gain strength, and you will be here at the next vigil, because at that time you are going to have many fleeing from their homes. The Eternal Father feels that it is only in this way that he can save the souls of the children and the unborn. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 more photographs. These you can reveal.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a fantastic book titled Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. This pocket-sized paperback book has the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Some of the messages have never been printed before in book form. This book tells of great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare for them. It has the solutions to all the world's problems we face today. It has 532 pages and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard or Visa and call 616-698-6448. The book titled Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies for $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 102 for a grand total of 40,480 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Rosary's prophecies on this radio station. Today, I have another story about our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament. One who thirsted eagerly for God was Charles Foucault, whose prodigal and shocking way of life provoked so much gossip in Paris that he was the butt of violent feelings and jokes among the French soldiers. Born September 15, 1858, of fabulous wealth, at one point of his shady life, he stated, "I was so completely selfish, so completely vain, so completely irreligious, and so utterly given over to wickedness that I was only one step away from insanity." God seemed to him to be infinitely remote, if he existed at all. He used to enter St. Augustine Church in Paris, repeating over and over, "My God, if you exist, let me come to know you." One day, as the priest elevated the consecrated host, he was overheard to say, "My God, you are real." In a single instant, Foucault said, "My heart was touched and I believed." The Eucharist, until his death, dominated his whole life. To stir others to seek and find God dwelling in the tabernacle, that they too might be touched to the quick, share in his discovery, and come home to the Creator, that power which erring men call chance, Foucault composed this prayer: "O Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament of our churches, you give us solace and refuge. You give us faith, hope, love, and hospitality. You build for us an inner retreat, an ardent repose. Help us to seek and find you in the tabernacle." What can be more exciting, inspiring, engage one's attention more, and crystallize one's own belief than Protestants who have found him, our Lord, in the Most Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle? These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directives from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, the actual recordings of the message, and much more. We also have special prophecy report on current and future floods, UFOs, tornadoes, and a great report on newly reported pistol star fireball. On www.tldm.org, we have the Jacinta 1972 picture, which has the date of the coming great chastisement. Take a look at www.tldm.org for some clues to the prophecies about this famous picture. If you personally don't have a computer for the internet, maybe a family member, relative, or friend has one where you can see this fantastic picture, Jacinta 1972. Write this address down. That's www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"While we gaze at the roses and the rose petals, Our Lady and Jesus and St. Teresa were standing by the trees all this time. I noted them as we were talking here and examining the pictures. But Our Lady now is, I must say, that Our Lady is beautiful this evening too. Among all the beauties that we've seen this evening, Our Lady's gown is just exquisite. And Our Lady, many people ask, you know, what does she look like? How can I describe her? she has features that are just not of this world. The beauty and the light that comes from her face and her eyes, and the light that seems to just exude from her body all throughout the sky. It lights up the sky over us for, a large area of, I would say, at least 20 feet, extending way behind us there. Now, our lady is pointing up. Now, she's coming closer to the trees now. And our lady, and I see Jesus, he's standing over there still by the trees on our right side. And Saint Teresa is directly over the statue. Saint Teresa is standing there, and her gown, she has a long gown on. It goes beyond her shoes. I can't see her shoes. Her gown is very modest. And she has on a beautiful cream-colored cape. And it's quite windy, and they actually are floating. Now, Our Lady is floating over next to Teresa. And she is touching now her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I must ask you this evening to remember that there are many messages that have not been read by all. It has been 18 earth years since I first appeared here, and much has been given and much has been forgotten. Therefore, we ask all of our children to obtain copies of the back messages from heaven, because we are now in repetition. Because what can we say, my children and my child, if I could show you what is in store for mankind, you too would be shedding tears of sorrow. Our Lady is crying. It must be very serious. Our Lady is crying. And Saint Teresa now is going over and placing her hand upon Our Lady's shoulder. And Teresa is crying too. Now Teresa is turning and touching her finger to her lips. Veronica, we will be here for the rest of the evening until the last person leaves the grounds. There is no time in heaven as you calculate it upon earth. Therefore, everyone who has come this evening shall leave with grace. There will be many cures this evening. I understand, my child, what you are thinking of the complications you fall into when trying to prove to the world the truth. Those who do not have the courage to keep their grace, for graces are given and graces can be taken back. Therefore, it is most important, my child, that you will pray for those two individuals that have made it most difficult to get their cures together. Right now, my child, I ask you now to hasten back to where you came from, because we had much work to do to prepare the grounds for your safe arrival, my child. As I told you at home, you had no doubts that you would be protected. I knew that. But you also had to be warned of what to avoid. Yes, my child, there will always be others who will try to destroy you. But they cannot destroy the 18 years of messages from heaven. For they will go throughout the world, my child, far after you have been taken from the earth. Do not be alarmed. I am not saying that you are leaving the earth now. Oh, no, my child. You will not be given much rest, but there is much that you have to do. I will keep you informed myself, my child, as I repeat You do not see me always, but you will always hear my voice. Now, Jesus is coming over, and he's extending his hand like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is taking her beautiful rosary from about her waist, and she's making the sign of the cross, like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now she's going over Our Lady Jesus and Teresa. Now Teresa has come from behind the tree. She's standing next to Our Lady, and they're all going over to our left side. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips. Now, my child, you will continue with the prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You will not be affrighted at the message this evening, for it must be told to the world, my children. Many will die unless they listen to us now and follow our directions.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1, 1988. The complete prophecy is available in printed form. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony is from New Jersey to Our Lady of the Roses. In September, we received a phone call approximately at 1 a.m. It was for my husband to come to the local hospital, for our youngest son, Craig, was there. He was injured in an accident. Craig's injuries were very critical. He lost half his face, which was torn off. Throat was cut ear to ear, and straight down into the chest with a big hole. And also his ribs, his sternum in three pieces, and both lungs were punctured. All the way to the hospital, I prayed to our Blessed Mother. I said, "Save my boy. Well, by the grace of God and our Blessed Lady, I have my son home today." People must believe in prayer. After Craig came home, he was going to his wallet, and he had the Blessed Rose petal in his wallet during the accident, and this reel saved my son. And that is signed, and that's all. That's that testimony. Now, I have another testimony here. It says, Yama, an 11-year-old Hispanic girl from the Bronx, was instantly cured of paralysis of the right arm and her right side at Our Lady's anniversary vigil when Veronica blessed her with the shrine crucifix that night. The paralyzed had been brought on by a stroke, which she had suffered as a result of a tumor in the brain. The stroke had occurred 4 days before June 14th. I attribute my daughter's cure to the intervention of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside. I believe and I trust in her, and that is signed. Then I have another party here from Sri Lanka. Mrs. Guana, fully recovered from a lung disease with which she had suffered for the past 40 years, after wearing a rose petal over the affected area, Mrs. Guana said, "My cough has vanished. I am quite relieved of the ailment. It's a miracle. Even the medical doctors could not cure me. And thanks to Our Lady of the Roses," and then that is signed by Mrs. Guana from Sri Lanka. Now I have a letter here from St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. It's from a vicar. He says, "To Our Lady the Roses, I am interested in having you place my name on your mailing list, as I am very interested in prophecy of Our Lady. thank you very much for your consideration of my letter. The matter is signed. Then I have another party here from Iowa. Dear friends of our Blessed Mother, this year was the first time I learned about Bayside messages and was very surprised to learn that the apparitions and messages had been happening for years. For this, I thank God. My son was an agnostic, and he came upon the messages where he works and was given a blessed rose petal. Needless to say, I was overjoyed when he showed me the petal and gave me a gift of the beautiful blue book of Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. My prayers have been answered. Thanks to God, my son has embraced his faith again. You see, when he reached adulthood, he stopped going to Mass and receiving the sacraments. Since learning about Bayside, we have purchased 50 blue books. This through our church group, prayer group. I have given the books to 8 of my 16 children. They in turn have bought copies for their friends in Iowa, California, and Ohio. In each instance, none of the recipients had ever heard of Bayside and was very happy to learn about the messages of Bayside. I am just grateful to God for all the favors he has granted me, my family, and myself through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And that is fine. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.